You are about to enjoy a production of the Ella Wellness Network. This is Wellness Fixes the Pod. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, and I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to the Wellness Sisterhood. We are all going to have a wellness glow up summer 2024 by prioritizing these seven things. Welcome back to the Wellness Fixes podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, a doctor of physical therapy, board certified in orthopedics, and then also a pelvic floor physical therapist. And I thank you guys for joining me today on the podcast. On the mat today, you might notice if you're watching on YouTube, a change in location. I decided to ditch the chair and just go for more of a mobility sort of podcast recording session because I just got in my new terracotta burnt orange stacked mat, which I'm absolutely obsessed with. I taught a class for them last week sometime, I forget what day, and they gifted me this beautiful terracotta color because I was raving about how I loved the burnt orange. So I am a huge, huge fan. If you are missing a yoga mat, this is not sponsored at all. I just am absolutely obsessed with the mat and I wanted to record the podcast on it today. So I'll leave a link if you are interested in visualizing it once you're out of the car, not listening to the podcast anymore, but that is why a little change of scenery. So before we get started, it is Memorial Day Monday. So I want to wish a blessed Memorial Day to all of those who are listening from the States. It's a time where I like to think about all of the veterans and all those who have served, and then especially the families of those who have served as well. And then those who have passed away in the line of duty and all the families that are impacted by that. So my heart, my thoughts go out with everyone today. I hope, again, you're in my prayers and I hope you've had a blessed Memorial Day weekend. I know we always think of it as the kickoff for summer, I feel like here in the States, but it is a time where we can truly reflect on what that freedom means for us and then all of those who have gone before us to give us that freedom. So I wanted to start off with that because, again, I think it's easy, especially with the summer wellness glow up, to sort of, just rush through what this holiday means, if we can even call it a holiday. But this episode is, I wanted to start out with that because, again, summer glow up, yes, it's a fun sort of trendy term, but the real reason for today and the real reason for Monday Memorial Day when this podcast is released is to honor all of those who have served, and especially those who have passed away in the line of duty. So I thank you guys, and I, again, hearts, thoughts, prayers, all of that go out to the men and women who have served, who continue to serve, who have passed away, and then again, all of their families as well. So we will get started with the summer wellness glow up tips. I feel like a lot of the time, summer, like any change in season, I get super excited because it's a time where my routine sort of shifts. It's a nice check-in. I'm a Capricorn. I'm an Enneagram 3. I'm like a manifesting generator. Like lists, check-ins, changes in routines are my absolute jam. Like I love sort of having these check-ins. And I feel like each week I would have a new list, a new goals set for myself if I could. But seasons are a nice reason to change that and to sort of have a check-in and then also to analyze our routines, especially in regards to health and wellness, to have a true glow up. So it's when summer is usually when things slow down. Again, I'm a physical therapist, so I do still treat patients in the summer. And I just feel like even though I'm not in school anymore, the whole like traffic gets better, people are out of school, things still typically follow like this normal calendar year. And I just feel like the summer is a time where things start to slow down, people get a little more lax. I know a lot of my patients who are in corporate and a lot of my friends who work in different settings, it's like Fridays become half days, their dress code gets a little bit more lax. It's just a time where we can sort of all like exhale a little bit and refresh. And since it's the summer and vacations come up too, our routines get tested in new ways. And so it's a nice, especially when it comes to like overall wellness, a nice sort of check-in on where I'm at with my current routine, what I need to tweak, what I need to fix, what I can optimize during this sort of summer season when I'm in Texas. So a lot of the time, like we don't have the daylight issues that a lot of countries and states have further north, where summer really is a time where you're usually probably happier because the sunlight's more, you know, present throughout the day rather than hours and hours and hours of darkness. And so again, I don't struggle with that as much because I'm in a state and area region that gets a lot of sunlight, but it is still like, I think the sun sets here today at like 8:26 and it's just amazing. So it's a time when things start to shift and we get to enjoy the benefit of a certain season, even if that does bring the 100-degree weather, hot humidity. It's a time where we can sort of just reflect and fine-tune our routines, knowing that they will get tested when it comes to vacations. And again, just a relative like relaxing of our environment where during the school year, even if you're not in school, I feel like the routine sort of follows that where you work hard until Christmas break and Thanksgiving break and the new year and all of these things. So I thought this was a wonderful sort of weekend to kick off this episode since we're all sort of starting our summer break, summer vacations, summer mindsets, and we all want to have that sort of summer glow up. And so I was talking with my sisters today by the pool, which again, Memorial Day weekend, pool, watermelon, like all the fresh fruits, all the good vibes. But we were also talking about summer being the season when my sister's personality really shines through. So if you're like her, where you feel like you're your best self in the summer, then this is definitely the episode for you. So the first thing that I think of when it comes to a summer glow up, and something that I've already started experiencing over the last probably like month or so here, is sunlight. And I sort of mentioned this earlier, but outdoor workouts, making sure you have that sun protection, but also getting that vitamin D. I just feel like my skin's more glowy. My workout feels more glowy because yes, sweat, but also just because I'm enjoying that weather. I'm enjoying that time outside. I'm enjoying the beautiful wildflowers and just general greenery around me before it gets all dead and dried out by the end of the summer. But sunlight and like prioritizing sunlight, I feel like is a great way to have that summer glow up and just to improve all aspects of like mood, skin, tan coloring. Again, not maybe the healthiest for your skin, but I know I feel a little bit more glowed up when I'm tan. So just those like little bitty things that all add up in order to make you feel more confident and more like yourself. And again, if you're like a rainy day person, I have some of my friends who are like, I thrive in rainy weather. That is totally fine too. But I do feel like in general, most people tend to enjoy the sunlight and enjoy the benefits of sunlight in terms of their mood, skin color, just general like ability to work out, and then also having that daylight for longer. And so I feel like getting enough sunlight, prioritizing sunlight, especially in the morning, to help regulate that circadian rhythm is one way to sort of have that summer glow up in regards to giving your body access to that sunlight, giving your eyes access to that sunlight, but then also helping improve your sleep later in the day by starting that circadian rhythm off on the right foot. The next one here I have, this was like an immediate thought because again, we were out by the pool today where it's oftentimes we're wearing swimsuits and bikinis and different things that show a lot of different areas of our bodies. And I know I still struggle with this a lot, but talking to myself in a positive way when I'm wearing a swimsuit, bikini, like sports bra and my shorts to go run in, whatever it is, it's hard for me not to look in the mirror and start criticizing myself. And so this is one for me as much as it is me giving ideas for you guys. But when I think about a summer glow up as well, I think about it as a mindset shift too, where I want, when I walk past a mirror or a reflection, it's hard not to just be like criticizing your body, especially when you're in a swimsuit or a cover up or bikini or just in general, less clothing than in the winter, you start to notice different things about your body. And so I challenge myself and then you guys too, when you walk past that mirror, walk past that reflection, or even before when you start to put on your swimsuit or whatever it is that you might feel like a little bit of shift in that confidence level, just think about the hard work that you've put into your routine, the hard work you've put into your mindset, whatever, you know, whatever you're grateful for in your life and with the amount of hard work and effort you've put in, whether or not maybe your workouts and your wellness and your eating right has fallen by the wayside because you've been taking care of a loved one, or you've been super busy at work, or you've started a business and have really like taken off with that. Like your priorities have just been elsewhere. Be proud of those and understand that your body fluctuates throughout life given different circumstances. Motherhood is a huge one, right? Just being grateful for what your body's giving you, what your mind's been able to give you in regards to, like, you know, whatever was taking priority over possibly that wellness routine. And if you have been focusing on your wellness routine, exercising, eating right, walking, like mental health stuff, all of that, and you're still working on that and you still have that criticizing, just really focusing in on that hard work and effort that you put in to getting your body and getting your mind to the point that it is at today. And I know a lot of time we focus on the physicals, but if we can start looking at ourselves with a different lens, as someone who maybe even like a third person, where it's or like you're visualizing yourself walking through the mirror, or visualizing yourself as your best friend, where it's like, I would never say these things that I say to myself when I'm in the mirror, or in a reflection, or in a swimsuit, or whatever, to my best friend. So why am I saying them to myself? So starting to sort of shift that mindset a little bit to be like, no, I am confident. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am a child of God, whatever it is, to help you feel like the best version of yourself, even when you might be wearing something that typically doesn't make you feel as confident. And again, I only bring this up because I struggle with it. And then I do think the summertime is a lot easier for people to get back into those habits and those mindsets, because we are just in general wearing less clothing. So super important mindset shift. And I do feel like if there's a cue involved with it, like walking in front of the mirror or whatever that, or seeing your reflection where your initial thought is like, oh my gosh, like look at my legs, look at my butt, whatever it is, look at the cellulite, whatever words or phrases you tell yourself, you can catch yourself immediately and be like, I just looked at myself in the reflection. I said something negative. Nope. Let me rewire that. Let me think back to all of the hard work I put in with all of my lower body days, the leg workouts I was able to do, the sets and reps that I was able to get through, the pulses that I was able to get through in my workouts, or, hey, you know what? I've been working really hard on taking care of a loved one or taking care of my kids, where right now I am so grateful for the 10 minutes of working out that I was able to get in, because my kids are my priority, or schoolwork is my priority, or starting that business was really my priority. And that is okay. My body, again, will change, and I can put in the work to build that business and also my wellness routine. And, you know, life has seasons, and this might just not be one of those seasons where I was able to put in the amount of time and effort that I wanted to in my wellness and in my sort of physical body composition aesthetic goals. But that does not take away of who I am and how loved I am and how beautiful I am. So play that on repeat if you need to. Again, I will be trying to also rewire my brain, because I feel like as girls, I hope I one day get to that point completely. I do feel like I'm getting there, but I think it's just hard to get to that point. So if any of you guys are there or have put in the hard work to get there, I applaud you. I want to hear how you did it and all of the helpful tips you have, but I hope this is one that I can implement and that I can also challenge you guys to implement with me. The other thing too is I mentioned with gratitude, like for our bodies. So that's another one of my huge just like pillars in regards to wellness, but also a way to have that summer wellness glow up is by approaching more and more things with gratitude. With the sunlight, it improves my mood. It makes me feel more grateful because I'm just in a happier state. Like we recently had a stretch of like three or four weeks of rainy weather. And as soon as the sun came out last Tuesday, my mood immediately shifted. And I was immediately more grateful for the wildflowers that I was passing on my way to see patients. It was just some sort of switch went off in my brain that I was like, I am grateful for where I'm at today and where I'm at in my life. And so approaching this summer with gratitude, when you hang out with friends, when you go on vacation, when you're hanging out by the pool, hanging out by the lake, when you're working and knowing that a lot of people don't have jobs right now or can't find a job, you know, whatever it is, like trying to approach those things with gratitude, especially when it comes to our wellness routines. Even the yummy like fruits that are in season right now, all of the yummy healthy foods that we're able to have in the summer, just approaching those like small little things with gratitude, even this relative period of rest, because I do feel like in the summer, everyone sort of like takes pause, things slow down, especially in the States when everything is just so like rush, rush, rush. I know I have a few listeners from other countries, and it's just, from what I've heard, summer just sort of like slows down a little bit more, even for you guys. But in the States, I feel like in Austin, especially, I feel like it slows down a lot in the summer. And it's just a nice sort of reprieve from the hustle and bustle. And so again, I'm very grateful for that in the summer, but approaching whatever it is that you find happens in the summer for you, vacations, again, like lack of school, lack of having to study so hard because you're taking less hours, or just being able to spend more time by the pool, whatever, just approaching that with a little bit more gratitude. The other thing in regards to a summer wellness glow up is with these sort of like shifting routines and vacation and a shift in season, it's a time where we can sort of reevaluate what our own wellness routines look like. And so I think the summer is a nice time because, again, I have a lot of family that are teachers or students, like friends and family that are students and who have just this general sort of like relaxed, more relaxed summer. Not that it's completely relaxed, but it's a nice time to try and fine tune these different wellness routines that you want to implement into your life. So I'm thinking working out. Like, I know a lot of my family members and friends who are teachers, they have an easier time prioritizing workouts and movement for their bodies in the summer because their schedules are a little bit more fluid and a little bit more flexible. And so it's a nice way to sort of build those habits in preparation for the coming school year or increase in work intensity, whatever that is for your schedule. So I think it's a nice time. I have on here like make a wellness date for yourself and stick to it. So it's a way to sort of build confidence, build discipline with yourself in preparation for a more sort of like less flexible time when it comes to the school year, because I do feel like that's when all of our schedules sort of go back to that normal like hustle and bustle and very like regimented routine. So I think the summer is a nice way to sort of fine tune those dates and then also to build that discipline and build that consistency and say, you know what, if I can only start with 10 minutes of movement here, that's what I'm going to stick with for now. And then by the time that next sort of season comes, you've already built that routine. So I feel like this relative rest is a nice way to add in different routines and different things that you feel like you've let fall by the wayside a little bit in a less sort of scheduled way, where if you're able to get in 10 minutes of movement at lunch, maybe the next day it's at dinner, maybe the next day it's before, like you can kind of tease out some of that like inconsistency to make it that much more consistent when our schedules get to pick up a little bit more. In the same way, I also think it's a nice way to try a new form of movement. My sister and I were talking like she's in her Pilates era right now. Again, I'm in my Pilates era, strength era, but then I've also been more in my running era. And so adding just a little bit different of movement so that you're getting out of that routine and switching it up a little bit more helps my mindset especially and helps with that season change and then helps you realize what your body might need more of or less of, where it's like trying running, trying Pilates, and then realizing, okay, I can find a healthy balance between what I enjoy doing, what I want to do, what my body needs, all of these things. So I feel like the summer is a nice time to sort of try new forms of movement and tweak the routine in a certain way that you enjoy it more. Because I know a lot of the time during more of the hustle and bustle time frame, I'm like, okay, I got to get in, get out. Like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do it because it's good for my body, my mind. It's already set up in my routine. But sometimes I lose that enjoyment. I think in the fall, I went through a series where I did not feel like strength training at all. And strength training had been my love for like, I don't know, almost a decade prior, it feels like, where it was a long time. And all of a sudden, I just went on a vacation and came back just not motivated. And that's when I switched to more of the Pilates. And I did Pilates for probably 3 weeks straight, just Pilates, where my body felt great. But then at the end of it, I was like, okay, now I'm ready to restart into that strength, add in Pilates as well. And then this summer, it's more of adding back in that running. And so just piecing together different parts of your movement and wellness routine. Again, I'm coming at it in the form of movement because that's what I resonate with right now. But really anything. If you realize you've had more processed sugar or processed foods or refined sugar, processed foods, whatever, trying to, again, fine tune that a little bit more and hone back in on what's right for your body. I think about it in the form of movement, and I think summer is a nice time to sort of try new things. And again, a lot of time your friends are also a little bit more free. And so if you're scared to try a certain form of movement, or your friend has been talking recently about a class that she's really loving right now, it's a great time to sort of have that accountability, try that class, try new forms of movement, and then tweak your routine to make it more fun and more you in this season and then this summer before, again, our routines just become that much more scheduled and that much more regimented. I have two more. We'll stick to sort of the movement and wellness one, but with all of the vacations, I do feel like in the summer is when I'm an at-home workout girly. I always feel like I have been. I thrive on at-home workouts. I love being able to not have to work out at 5:15 p.m. and be able to work out at like 5:24, you know, like on my time. I don't have to worry about traffic or have a barrier to getting to the workout class or to the gym or whatever. Like at-home workouts have been my jam since, honestly, like college, because I just thrive with at-home workouts. And so I feel like with the summer vacations, it's very easy for me to still work out with my usual consistency because I'm used to working out at home. But I know a lot of people are really like class, in person, accountability, like friendship, community, like this environment that they really enjoy. And so I feel like with summer vacations, it's a lot harder to keep up with those routines because you might not be as reliant on at-home workouts as I am, where that is like my whole routine is at-home workouts and I absolutely love it. But it's a nice time in the summer to sort of find the at-home workouts that work for you and that you enjoy doing, whether or not that is the Ella Wellness Sisterhood, which we have our own. Again, they're led by me. They're all sort of focused on how to do both strength training with a little bit of a Pilates focus that allows for body composition changes in a really efficient way at home, but then also targeting the muscles in the right way. So whether or not you want to try out the Sisterhood or whether or not you want to try out one of the other super amazing at-home workout programs that are out there, I think it's a nice way, and a lot of them offer free trials. So even if one vacation you do a 7-day free trial on one, and then the next you do a 7-day free trial on the other, sometimes it's nice to sort of pepper in all of them just to keep it fun, keep it fresh, and then also to find something that you enjoy that you might be able to add into your routine day to day once, again, the schedule becomes a little bit more like strict. So I love at-home workouts. I always have, but I do know that a lot of people who've reached out about, how do I stay consistent over the summer? How do I like keep up my workout routines? How do you work on vacation? All of these questions. I think it's a lot easier for me because I have that at-home workout foundation, but I also think adding in, again, trying all of these free trials, I think that's a great way because, again, it keeps it fun. It keeps it fresh. You never know what you're expecting, what you're going to get, which I think is also fun because sometimes when you know what you're going to get with a workout, it becomes more monotonous and a little bit less fun. And so I think trying out all of these different sort of free trials on the at-home workouts is a great way to maintain and like switch up that wellness routine while you're on vacation, while you're traveling, or just, again, trying new forms of movement in the summer that you might want to incorporate into your typical routine when everything sort of picks up. And then the last one I have is what I like to call like a body inventory. And I think I did this as sort of the spring cleaning series, but since it's a new season, again, summertime, check in, like reflection, how was the winter? How's like, it's just a time where for change, right? And so I like to take these sort of body inventories each season because it's a way to physically check in on your body and be like, okay, how are my joints doing? How are my wrists doing? How are my elbows? How are my shoulders, hips, knees? And sort of being more mindful of the symptoms and the things that your body is trying to tell you in regards to just general movement, day-to-day life. Because a lot of the time we just get through workouts. We just get through any sort of movement that we're doing without actually paying conscious attention to what our bodies are telling us. And a lot of time, if we're able to take that body inventory before we have an injury which I don't ever want that. But if we're able to sort of take that pause and listen to our bodies a little bit more, I think it's that much more beneficial for our injury risk reduction prevention. Again, my little physical therapist heart is always thinking about this, but I do feel like if we became better listeners of our body that, and actually took the time to listen to our bodies, that we'd save ourselves from weeks and months and years of recovery after an injury. And so I think a new season, especially with the summer wellness glow up theme, taking a body inventory. And if you're wondering what that is, I do have a free one. I'll link it in the show notes. But it's a free body inventory where it just checks in on different joints and we go through the entire body so that you're able to say, okay, how's my neck? How's my hips? And really just be more mindful. So it's all about creating awareness around what your body's trying to tell you. And that could manifest itself physically in the form of an injury, or it could be more of a psychosocial, like emotional somatic state where it's like, I'm feeling it in my hip, but is it really like this sort of emotion that I've been having or an experience that I've been having that I haven't paid that much attention to? Because again, our body does keep the score. And so I notice like anytime I sort of have some sort of emotional mental health sort of, I call them attack seems like a big word, but any sort of just like punch or whisper, I guess, it comes in the form of like a headache. And so paying attention to those sort of physical symptoms by taking this body inventory will, I think, really help set your body up for success, but then also your mind, your mental health, your emotional health for this summer wellness glow up. So these are my 7 priorities that I was able to think of for a summer wellness glow up, and they're all free, pretty much. I think every single one of them are free. And so I love incorporating free resources and free tools, but I think they're all super doable. And I think they will set up your summer wellness glow up routine. Again, there's all sorts of skincare and outfits and sandals and color analysis, like summer glow up in the form of like looks and aesthetics. But this was sort of my take on a summer wellness glow up routine. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for listening. It will be uploaded to YouTube. Again, if you're more of a visual learner, I have, if you're interested in the stacked mat visual, I will also have that on YouTube as a visual because I absolutely love it. And I think if you're looking for a yoga mat or honestly just exercise mat in general, I think it's a great option. So I'll link that below. And then I would love it if you guys would share this podcast, subscribe, follow along if you don't already. It really, really helps me out. I super appreciate it. Again, I think I say this every time, but words really cannot like express how much even like one new follower, one new subscriber, like any of that means to me, because I put in a lot of effort to different resources and just sharing this information. And I really enjoy educating. So I thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys so much for following along. If you're interested in more sort of the wellnessy, sciencey side, we have a newsletter coming out June 1st, all about glucose regulation, mental clarity walks, all of this new research that I'm really, really interested in about how to combine certain foods to decrease your sort of glucose load on your system. And so it'll be super sciencey, micro-y, physiological, cell biology, sort of like micro science behind it. But then it'll also have some macro sort of lifestyle changes to help, again, glow up your summer, but then also just to help your body as a whole. And it's something that I've been really, really interested in researching. So I'll link the link to the free newsletter below too that comes out at the first of every month. But again, thank you guys so much for following along. I super duper appreciate it. Let me know any other tips you have for a summer wellness glow up. And if you try any of these 7 tips, and I will see you guys again for the next podcast.